Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekend discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Good day, listeners. Hope you've had a good week. I've had a good one. Thank you for joining me today in my new program. I'm kind of happy the way things have been developing, the enthusiasm from the listeners that have spoken to me. Of course, I imagine those who do not like it are not going to come to me very often, but the ones that I have come to me have been very enthusiastic. And as I've approached persons to see if they want to join me as guests, the reaction has been very, very positive. And immediately, the answer is yes, and they like the idea of a program that is addressed to the business and the professional here in Puerto Rico with information and with advice and with experiences that are helpful to us all, and a dialogue on that. I urge you to call me or email me with any suggestions, any constructive criticism, any recommendations that you have. I know you may not have a pen and pencil right now, and a pad and a piece of paper. Let me give you now, and I'll repeat it at the end of the program, how you can reach me. My cell phone, which is the best way, is 587-9957. And my email is CPRC. I still have my email from the old law firm. JRGCPRC.com. So those are the two best ways to reach me. You can also access my webpage, which is, www, and it's, again, like my email, jrgcprc.com, and CPRC is Consultant in the Prevention and Resolution of Conflicts, and in Spanish, the same initials, reverse, Consultor en la Prevención y Resolución de Conflictos. I'll repeat that later, and I urge you to contact me and let me know what you think of the program, any suggestions. It's an evolving program. We'll be very varied, and I look forward to changing and amending and adding as I receive feedback from all of you. I wanted to start today, first of all, with a number of developments during this week that I have found very positive. I then want to move on to introduce you to my guest for today, Dora Peña-Garicano. She brought a case in the federal court. We'll be discussing in the trademark area, copyright area, so we'll have her as a guest. And then I'm going to end the program with discussion of experiences my wife and I had this week that raised and highlight the issue of responsiveness, which is an area that I find very, very important and for us as business people. And I think that experience will be of interest to all of you. In terms of developments, one of the things I like the most is when I see a business that is expanding, initiated by Puerto Ricans, and in particular case when it substitutes imports and or substitutes services of products or substitutes services that we would otherwise be acquiring from people from outside Puerto Rico. And this week, the business I'm talking about is Metzger Meister. Tripling its space, almost $6 million of new investment in a 120,000 square foot facility, and adding 189 to get up to almost 300 employees. And as I said, the most important thing besides the success that the business is having and how it's increasing, it started in 2006. is that it's substituting products, and especially agricultural and livestock products that we have been or would otherwise be importing from Puerto Rico, from outside Puerto Rico. Not only do I don't know the person, Raul Rivera Ayala, I hope to have him later on sometime in the program so he can give us some more information and let us know how he's been able to achieve what he has. As you hear the report in the newspaper, it's his vision of precisely helping both the agricultural and the livestock producers here in Puerto Rico. So that kind of vision is really important for us. And in line with that, there's been incentive by the Agriculture Department to help the livestock for pork production. We eat in Puerto Rico last year 210 million pounds of pork, and we only produce 12 million of that, which is about 6.4% of the total consumption. So the potential we have there to substitute imports is huge, and there's a new initiative to help the farmers with both technical and economic help. And so this the combination of those two, that news is together with the specific case business person undertaking the production of the product is really good news. This week, there was also a report that our urban train received by from the Federal Transport Authority a recognition for efficiency and for that, and not only in on time but also operating without any accidents. Those of us who have used the train can attest to how well it continues to operate. And so, we have problems like the electrical authority and et cetera, but we have to also look at those areas where we have been successful, and that is one which not only is good to know that from our personal experience we are achieving, good results, but then that is being recognized from outside Puerto Rico. Last week I mentioned as one of the positive things was the joining of efforts on this Section 933A, this new amendment to 933. And this week there was the additional good news that the unions are joining the effort. That hasn't happened too often in Puerto Rico. And not only are they joining the effort, but it was so, the word heartwarming to I think applies, to see that it was done in a two-hour session with great respect and efficiency, with both sides thinking the same way of helping Puerto Rico and bringing us jobs, and having dialogue with union members in an area which I hope will go to other areas is a great success from my point of view. We also had this week the announcement of a new commercial bank, Banesco. It's the first one we've had, bank here in decades. And so we welcome a new player. In the convention for home construction, I find it good news. They put together a new formula formula both economic and then design that works to be able to construct housing for the less fortunate. We've had too much housing on the market at too high a price, and that's part of the problem. But this housing that they've developed supposedly would be sold for about $67,000 And that's a huge area that we have to address, and it's good news to see it being addressed and apparently with, you know, effectively. I notice also that, man, I don't know how it's going to be reflected here in Puerto Rico, but we have the lowest 30-year mortgage rate ever recorded, going back to 1971, and it's lower than the rate that was once announced of 51. So, how that going to be it's going to be reflected here in Puerto Rico, we shall see. But it offers an opportunity if we can get those kinds of rates to spur on the sale of this inventory that we have here in Puerto Rico and trying to use up. In the University of Puerto Rico, there was a project which is also positive. A group of students were granted recognition for their efforts in bringing a rocket that does investigation, that does research out in space. And they've been requested to put together this this project for 2014, and it's so good to see students doing positive things and having achievement and having that achievement recognized again by people from outside Puerto Rico. It's not a positive note, and this has to do also University of Puerto Rico. I teach at the law school, and to my dismay, heard the news that Richard Carrion was going to give a talk to a course, students from a course in banking and business and international business at the law school, and there were, you know, alleged students completely impeded, obstructed the presentation. This is really unacceptable. We cannot allow the violation of people's and other students' civil rights to hear presentations. You may not agree with things. In fact, there's no problem with them even outside the classrooms or outside the building, indicating whatever they wanted to indicate against either the bank or Richard Carrion. And they could even go into the school, the classroom where was being edited, and maybe even ask questions, etc. But to impede, to obstruct, to stop an educational program, it's just completely unacceptable, and we have to change in that regard. I didn't want to end up in a negative note, but it just flows from the other positive of the UPR program. We're going to take a break now, and as I said, we'll be back with Dora Piña Garigano.